dealing with the midah of another person who, again, this is chapter 22 out of 26, person who has followed a ladder, a path of ascending the trajectory that the Mesillas Yesharim tells us, the Braisa of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair that was quoted at the beginning of the introduction, sets a person on building midah by midah. So anava, it's not a simple matter to be a humble person. And at the very end of that chapter, he gives one component of this characteristic. How do you demonstrate? How do you demonstrate that you are someone who can claim to have achieved some accolades in this midah? So we spoke about how a person speaks, how a person walks, a person's attitudes towards kavod, and then chiluk hakavod l'chaadam. There's a concrete action that a person can perform, which will demonstrate the internalization of this midah, to provide honor to other people, right? Meaning, up until now, we've only seen how you act vis-a-vis yourself, vis-a-vis your own profile, your own persona, reputation, image. Now it's about how you treat other people. A person who truly is honored is one who gives honor to others. Where do we see? Gemara Psachim, Daf Kuf Gimel asks, the Gemara over there is searching for a source, for a principle that if you know even one element of another person's achievements or characteristics that are greater than yours in any single way. Chayav Lino Bokavod. We discussed this a little bit when we spoke about the Geresh Ramban. I didn't go in full detail, but Rav Moshe Sturmbach says that was the pshat in Yoshua. Yoshua was given the mantle of leadership after Moshe Rabbeinu because he set up the chairs in the Beis Medrash, you know, and kept everything neat and clean after everyone went home. And it wasn't the pshat that he was just into cleanliness or order. It's true, and a Makom Torah deserves that honor, but it's because he didn't only, you know, make sure that the Rosh Hashiva's table and the Rosh Hashiva's chair were neat and in place, but it was the fact that he went around to every single chair, every single seat in the Beis Medrash. That's what set him apart. It's because he had a value and he was giving kavod to every single person who walked in those doors, even if they were, you know, learning their alphabets, but they were learning, you know, the highest levels of Gemara. It was a universal appreciation of the value of another Jew, and to understand that every person has some mila on me, as it were, that I can be looking up to. And we said if a person is not so smart, okay? So what is it that I can look up to about a person who doesn't have so much knowledge or doesn't have so much intellectual prowess? You know what? That person, whatever they do, is not held as responsible for their actions as I am, because I know better. And I have the ability to control myself. I have the ability to act on that information that I own. And that person is acting as a shogeg, right? So something as simple, it may seem like you're scraping the bottom of the bucket to find the down the kaf schus in those situations, but the person is poor, right? There's a natural tendency to look down on someone who's less fortunate, even though that's ridiculous because person's wealth is not simply due to their own abilities or their own, you know, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's mazel, it's hashgacha pratis, it's a schus, but nevertheless, a person can look down on someone who's less fortunate, and whatever is going through their minds, as far as what to attribute that towards, right? It's a tendency to think that that person has some chisaron. On the other hand, you know, that person, if they're not as fortunate, it means that they're also not as guilty, right? There's less room for error. If I have blessings, so it means that I am entrusted and I'm tested to put those blessings to good use. And I don't always pass. And those blessings are not only physical blessings, they could be things of the spirit, they could be character traits that I could be using one way or the other if I'm not actualizing them properly. So that guy is actually a bigger tzaddik than me because whatever he's doing, he's less in the line of Bechina, of Nisayon, than I am, and I may be failing. It's not a coincidence that the Mishnah Perakei Avos says that a person should go out of his way to be makdim shalom kol adam. You're walking down the hallway, Doesn't matter if you know the guy or not. Be the first one to say hello. Be the first one to say good morning. It's a test. Like people struggle with this yitzhahara to ignore another person when they walk down the hall. They see him in the street. They see him in shul. It's so easy just to wish a person good Shabbos with a smile, and you'll make a person feel so good. And what do you lose? What is the worst thing that's going to happen if you say have a good Shabbos to someone? Okay, yeah. That's not going to happen.
It happens regularly.
Let's say you're at the checkout line at the Gourmet Glot, okay? And you finish checking out your stuff, and there's someone behind you, and you just give them a wave and say, have a great Shabbos, you know? So how bad could that be? Let's analyze. How embarrassing... Rabosai, please. Let's just consider what makes something embarrassing. Make something embarrassing. We discussed busha before and being omi lefnei Hashem.
People knowing that people are going to think something.
Okay, so I'm embarrassed based on what other people think of me, based on my actions, right?
That's the whole thing where you walk into the basement address or something and you trip.
Exactly. That's what I was referring to. So how low have we sunk when the measure of me feeling bad about someone thinking about me that I'm a friendly person, that I smile and greet them, and I look at them as another holy neshama, and I want to recognize that. If that's something I'm embarrassed about, that's now you'll tell me the person's not thinking that, right? If they were thinking that, right? Okay, but that's their problem. But maybe, just maybe, if they reflect on the fact that I was just warm and positive for a moment, that maybe that actually made them feel good, if they can look past their social, you know, inhibitions, and, you know, like, I can only do something that's, you know, if it labels me as cool, as normal, as with, you know, and anything else is just like, you know, stay far away. Where have we come? Okay, so hold on afterwards, please. Okay, so Mesillas Yesharim says appreciate that Makdim Shalom L'chol Adam is also for yourself. Okay, it's not just the, like, achdus, you know, hakar satov, say hello to the guy, you know, the security guard at the front door. Okay, those are all important. But this is how I achieve anava. How do I be a humble person? By recognizing someone else's importance, their presence, and just saying hello. Okay? So sometimes you have to just say, like, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. Okay? That's a separate shmuz. Okay? We address that. Okay? And that's a sad reality. But at the very least, as a way to ignite this behavior, say to yourself that what does it mean when I ignore another person? If you ignore another person, that's another way of saying you don't exist. You're not important. Why are you not important? Because I'm the only one who's important. So if I'm the only one who's important, everyone else is just like this, you know, like the it's a famous story. It's a great story of Margaret Thatcher. I hope I get this right. You guys heard this story of Margaret Thatcher, Prime Minister of Great Britain. So she had some sort of appointment, tea time with the Queen, okay? And she shows up, unbeknownst to anybody, wearing the exact same outfit as the Queen, okay? You know the story? Okay, so two women, okay, at an important occasion, okay? Two most powerful people in the United Kingdom, okay? And... you know, in the meeting, obviously, the Prime Minister was extremely embarrassed and thought this was going to be like, off with your head, you know, what a disgrace. And so afterwards, you know, she didn't say anything at the time. It would have made the whole occasion even more awkward. So she sends a formal note, a formal apology. Her Majesty the Queen, you know, this was a complete accident, and we're so sorry, you know, to disgrace Her Majesty by wearing, you know. And the response from the Royal Palace was... Her Majesty the Queen does not notice what commoners wear. So forget about just accepting the apology, you know, or saying don't worry. It was like, I'm sorry, we don't even notice because I am the Queen and you are not, right? So now true royalty, okay. We'll let him get away with that, okay? Because we're not trying to put ourselves in those shoes right now.
That's crazy.
The only reason I know about that is because there were people gave drushes about this. people give drushes about this. What's the lesson? What's the lesson for Yiddishkeit about this?
To overthrow the queen.
So I'll let you think about that. There's a lot of mussar we can learn from that response. Not negatively against the queen. Think about that. But Rabbi Yossi, think about, for our purposes, the royalty does need to be head and shoulders above. Okay? Som tasim alecha melech shetehe imasu alecha. We say from a halachic perspective also, the king needs to be head and shoulders above the common people in order for the role of the king, for the authority of the king, which is something we recognize as important in halacha, in our hashkafa, has to be maintained. Okay, there needs to be that head and shoulders above the average person. But for our purposes, it does still reflect the fact that if I do that as a regular guy, right, so I am stating, you don't matter. I matter, you don't matter. So the first step, maybe not the first step, but a critical tool in achieving the humility that the Mesil Sesharim is trying to help us move towards is just on a daily basis, do whatever you can to recognize other people's existence. Now what we've done is we boil it down. It used to be this awkward, you know, socially unacceptable thing to say hello to someone at the checkout counter, right? That's what it was 5 minutes ago. And now we're just saying it's a simple, it's a hint, it's a tip, okay? A humility hack, okay? To just start by recognizing other people's existence, by saying hello to them, and little by little, there's a promise that you will internalize that it's not just about me. Because our default is, b'shvili nivra ha'olam, in an unhealthy way where everything revolves around me, the more that I just state, you are here, have a good day, then I'm moving we'll say, meocentric, diagram of the universe, which has me right in the middle, to it's not just me. It's Klal Yisrael, it's humanity, and maybe even I can get it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's finish the parak, and then I'm happy to respond. Continues the Mesil Sesharim. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, shelo hitu ma'olam ha'shol me'olam afil nachar b'shuk. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai extended this perspective and this behavior to even a guy walking in the street. Doesn't have to be someone you know. Doesn't have to be someone Jewish. It could be whoever just is walking by. Okay? And that's powerful. That's the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin. Bein v'dibur, bein b'maisim, chayav l'nagah kavod v'chaver rav. In the way you speak and the way you act, you must give kavod to other people. This is the lesson of Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim. Of course, Lag BaOmer, they passed away because they were lacking in some sort of recognition of others. Kadavar Shakasa. The midah of a rasha is bizayon. When you put down, when you degrade another person, likewise, that's what the pasuk tells us. Likewise, the midah of giving honor to other people is a characteristic of a tzaddik. So true. Every gadol of all the stories about their Torah, about their tefillah. You're not a gadol if you're not also a gadol in the way that you are machabed es abrios, right? The biggest people were able to get down to the level of the smallest child and make them feel like $1 million. A person who's truly a tzaddik is so enveloped by kavod, true kavod, that it's something that they feel very comfortable sharing, right? As we said before, kol harodef. But a person who is mechubad is a person who is mechabad zabrios. So it goes hand in hand. So he sums up the parak by saying, we've gone through so many general terms, the Rashi Prakim, the overall picture of the many details of this midah, and this discussion can continue ad infinitum, but once you have this baseline, you can develop further and further where these rules and these guidelines will take you. Anava is something which takes a person away from so many obstacles and brings him closer to so much good. Because an anav is yachush ma'aral divrei olam, he's just not concerned. The more he's thinking about people, the less he's thinking about this world. And he has no interest in the foolish emptiness. He's going to attract better company, and that will prevent him from becoming angry or getting into fights. Everything will be calm and cool and soft, which is what we started with, the words of the Ramban and the Igeres, that the more that a person speaks benachas, calmly and softly, it's going to have an impact on everything he does and every interaction he has. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue with another paragraph.